我们已经来到最后第二堂，来讲《使徒行传》。我们下一次就会把《使徒行传》讲完。
And we are coming to the second last message on the book of Acts. And in the next message, we will complete the book of Acts.
在这段圣经，我因为很长，所以我不会念。
Because this passage is very long, so I will not read through the whole thing.
但是当我们在讲的时候，我或许会去念一小段。
But as we preach on this, we will actually read a little bit of it.
那我先在讲解这段圣经的时候，先做一个复习它的背景。
But before I explain this passage of scripture, let us do some revision of its background.
保罗在亚细亚一带，那么收据的钱财啊，为了要救济这个耶路撒冷的教会，然后呢，他来到耶路撒冷的时候就被捕。
Paul went through Asia to collect offerings for the church in Jerusalem, and after he came to Jerusalem, he was arrested.
那么他们抓犹太人抓保罗的时候，就告他说他糟蹋百姓，糟蹋他们的律法，糟蹋圣殿，就是这地。
And when the Jews arrested him, they charged him as the man who is teaching everyone everywhere against the people of Israel and the law and this place.
那么神在夜间里面就向他说：“放心吧，你怎么样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。”
And in the night, God stood by Paul and said,Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome.
所以这段圣经呢，二十七章在讲保罗，神怎么样把保罗从该撒利亚带到罗马，这来完成他的应许。
And the passage in Acts 27 tells us how God brought Paul from Caesarea to Rome in fulfillment of his promise.
所以我们已经在二十四章跟大家讲过了，保罗受到腓力斯的审问，后来到腓斯都的审问，然后再一次受到这个阿基帕王的审问。
And we said that in Acts chapter 24, Paul was first tried by Felix, and then he was tried by Festus, and finally by King Agrippa.
那么他们都没有发现保罗有什么罪状。
And none of them found Paul to be guilty of anything.
但是由于犹太人要杀保罗，所以保罗上诉到凯撒那里。
But because the Jews plotted to kill Paul, therefore he appealed to Caesar.
所以呢，他们就要把保罗从该撒利亚带到罗马去。
And so now they must bring Paul from Caesarea to Rome.
所以请大家打开二十七章第一节，让我读一段圣经给大家听。
So let's turn to Acts 27 and let me read from this passage.
腓斯都既然定规了，就叫我们坐船往意大利去，便将保罗和别的囚犯交给御营的一个百夫长，名叫尤流，有一个亚大米田的船，要沿着亚细亚一带的地方的海边走，我们就上了船。上了那船开行，要有马其顿的帖撒罗尼迦人亚里达古和我们同去。第二天到了西顿，尤流宽待保罗，准他往朋友那里去，受他们的照应。从那里又开船，因为风不顺，就顺着居比路被风岸行去。过了基利加放菲利亚的海边，到了吕加的海美拉，在那里百夫长遇见一只亚历山泰的船，就往意大利去，便叫我们上了那船。一连多日船行的慢，仅仅来到个泥土的对面，因为被风阻拦拦阻，即贴着个泥底被风岸，从萨摩尼面对面行过。我们沿着行走，仅仅来到一个地方，叫做奥加加奥，那里离那里不远有拉西亚城。走了多日，又经过禁食的街旗，行船又危险，保罗就劝众人说：众位，我看这事行船不当，货物和船都要受损，大遭破坏，连我们的性命也难保。 百夫长信从长船和船主，不信从保罗所说的，且因为在海口过冬不便，船上的人多半说不如开船离开这个地方，或者到腓尼基过冬。腓尼基是格里底的一个海口，一面朝东北，一面朝东南。这时微起了南风，他们以为得意，就起了锚，贴近格里底去行。不多几日，狂风从岛上扑下来，那风名叫拉克罗，船被风抓住，敌不住风，我们就任风刮去。既然贴着一个小岛被风暗行，那岛名叫做高大，在那里紧紧收住了小船。既然在那小船拉上来，就用缆索捆绑船底，又恐怕在塞尔底沙滩搁了浅，就落下帆来，任船飘去。我们被风逼得神急。第二天，众人就把货物抛在海里；第三天，又亲手把船上的器具抛弃了。太阳和星辰多不露显露，又往狂风大浪吹逼，我们得救的指望都绝了。
Acts 27, verse 1. And when it was decided that we should sail for Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to a centurion of the Augustan cohort named Julius, and embarking in a ship of Adramyttium, which was about to sail to the ports along the coast of Asia, we put to sea, accompanied by Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica. The next day we put in at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him leave to go to his friends and be cared for. And putting out to sea from there, we sailed under the lee of Cyprus, because the winds were against us. And when we had sailed across the open sea along the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra in Lycia. There the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing for Italy and put us on board. We sailed slowly for a number of days and arrived with difficulty off Cnidus. And as the wind did not allow us to go further, we sailed under the lee of Crete off Salmone. Coasting along it with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Havens, near which was the city last year. Since much time had passed and the voyage was now dangerous because even the fast was already over, Paul advised them, saying, Sirs, I perceive that the voyage will be very with injury and much loss, not only to the cargo and the ship, but also to our lives. But the centurion paid more attention to the pilot and to the owner of the ship more than to what Paul said. And because the harbor was not suitable to spend the winter in, the majority decided to put out to sea from there, on the chance that somehow they could reach Phoenix, a harbor of Crete, facing both southwest and northwest, and spend the winter there. Now when the south wind blew gently, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, they weighed anchor and sailed along Crete, close to the shore. But soon a tempestuous wind called the northeaster struck down from the land, and when the ship was caught and could not face the wind, we gave way to it and were driven along, running under the lee of a small island called Cauda. We managed with difficulty to secure the ship's boat. After hoisting it up, they used supports to undergird the ship. Then, fearing that they would run aground on Cetus, they lowered the gear, and thus they were driven along. Since we were violently storm-tossed, they began the next day to jettison the cargo, and on the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope of our being saved was at last abandoned.
所以在我们在读这段经文的时候，我们发现到底这段经文在的主题是在讲什么？
When we read this passage, we ask the question, what is the main theme of the passage?
好像这里讲到保罗遇到风不顺，然后呢，他第十五节说他们的船任风刮去，然后在第二十节说他们连指望都没有了。
And we read that the winds were against them, and in verse 15, they gave way to the wind and were driven along, and verse 20, they have abandoned all hope of being saved.
到底这段的圣经它的主题是什么呢？
So what is the main theme of this passage?
我们在读任何一段圣经的时候，我们一定要知道它的主题在讲什么。
When we read any passage of scripture, we want to discover what is the main theme.
然后我们才能够解释经文的意思。
And then may we proceed to explain its meaning.
当我们读这段经文的时候，你一定注意到里面记载了很详细，特别他讲到说，我们第一节说，腓斯都既然定规了，叫我们就是指路加在写，而且写得非常的详细，可见路加很详细的记载每一件事情。
And as we read this passage, we realize that the author actually recorded a lot of details. And in verse 1, he says that we should sail for Italy. So the author, which is Luke, is actually part of the entourage.
所以在这个第一节的时候，已经告诉我们，他们这个是一段从该萨利亚，我们坐船往意大利，我们在哪里？该萨利亚，往哪里？意大利去。所以这个就是在记载这段行程的发生的一些事情。
So this passage actually records the events that transpired between Caesarea and Italy, because Paul was now in Caesarea and it was decided that they should actually head for Italy from Caesarea.
所以这段圣经在告诉我们，神在他的神的主权里面，如何把保罗遇到许多的困难，从该萨利亚带他到罗马去。
So this passage actually tells us about God's sovereignty at work, because Paul, faced with a lot of difficulties, is now being moved from Caesarea to Rome.
所以这段圣经我要跟大家提议，这段圣经讲的就是我们如何可以从这段圣经学习到我们如何活在神的主权底下。我们看保罗，神已有主权告诉他，神应许他要到罗马去，但是在神的主权下，他怎么样活，怎么样过他的生活，直到他能够从该萨利亚到罗马去。
And therefore, this passage is actually teaching us how to live under God's sovereignty, because we can see God's sovereignty at work when God sovereignly promised Paul that he will bring Paul to Rome, and now we see God's sovereignty at work as Paul went from Caesarea to Rome.
我们在现在在27章，其实早在19章呢，使徒行传19章，保罗就已经说到，当他办完这些事情，就是把这些奉献带到耶路撒冷之后呢，他自己都想去罗马，神已经把这个心意让他带去罗马，只是他不知道他怎么样到罗马去。
We are in Acts 27 now, but if we turn back to Acts 19, we will see that even in Acts 19, after Paul had did all these things, he was already resolved in the spirit to go and see Rome. So God has already put this desire to go to Rome in Paul's heart, but yet he does not know how God would bring him all the way to Rome.
当时候他想或许他自己去，很自由的去。
Maybe he was thinking that he would go there as a free man.
但是来到耶路撒冷之后，他竟然被抓。
But never did he imagine to be arrested when he came to Jerusalem.
他竟然被抓，就是他不可能到罗马去了吗？
And if he's arrested, it seemed impossible for him to go to Rome.
但是神的计划却是不一样的。神说：“你放心吧，你怎么样在耶路撒冷做见证，你必然也为我怎么样在罗马为我做见证。”
But of course, God's plan cannot be thwarted. And in 23:11, God encouraged him to take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome.
所以神的计划是不用他花钱，能够他反而是罗马人护送到他去罗马。
So God's plan is that Paul need not spend a single cent in going to Rome, and in fact he will be escorted to Rome by soldiers.
那么今天我们的经文，其实如果在小组讨论的时候，你已经看到这一节，在27章23节。讲到说，他说他在船的时候呢，遇到风浪，神再次向他显现，说不要害怕，你必要站在凯撒的面前，而且呢，与你同船的人呢，都赐给你们，就是都赐给你，你就是不会遇到遭害，所以他们可以放心。他说，保罗说，我信神，他怎么样对我说，事情就要怎么样的成就。
And As we have read through this passage already during the small group discussion this morning, we know that even when faced with the storm, God assured Paul not to be afraid because he must stand before Caesar. And Paul is now relating this to the people on the ship that, behold, God has granted you all those who have sailed with Paul. Take heart, men, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told.
所以这整段圣经的背景是神不断地给他应许说神必然带他到罗马去，那么在神的主权底下，在神的控制万有底下呢，神怎么样把他带到从该撒利亚带到罗马去。
So this entire passage is about God's sovereign promise to Paul that he will testify for the Lord in Rome, and this whole passage shows us how God actually brought Paul from Caesarea to Rome.
所以我们所认识的神，我们的神是一个有主权的神。
So the God that we know, this God is a sovereign God.
是完全有这个全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
所以圣经里面说，耶和华岂有难成的事呢？
Therefore the Bible tells us, is anything too hard for the Lord?
那么在主耶稣也是这么说，在人所不能的，在神凡事都能。
And Jesus himself said, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
那么主也是这么讲说，他说出于神的话，没有一句话不带能力。
And Jesus again said, for nothing will be impossible with God.
这些经文都告诉我们，神是有主权的神。
All these passages tell us that God is a sovereign God.
以赛亚书55章第一节说，我所口所出的话必然不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去的事上呢，必然亨通。
Isaiah 55:11 tells us, my word, be that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
所以我们读圣经，我们知道神的话必然不会突然返回，神的话必然成就他的事，他要做的事情。
And when we read the Bible, we know that God's word shall not return to him empty, and it will accomplish that which God purposes.
所以我们读圣经，所以我们信圣经，所以我们要能够有依靠圣经神的话。
Therefore, we read the Bible and we can believe the Bible and we can trust God's word.
以赛亚书46:10说，我的筹算必立定，我所喜悦的必成就。
Isaiah 46:10, God says, my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish all my purpose.
所以这个就是讲到说神所定的计划呢，没有人能够拒绝，没有人能够反对，没有人能够推翻。
And therefore, we know that whatever that God has planned and purposed, no one can thwart it.
这个叫做神的主权。
That is called God's sovereignty.
再一次，以赛亚书14:17节说：“万军之耶和华既然定义，谁能废弃呢？他的手伸出，谁能转回呢？”
Again, in Isaiah 14:27, the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back?
所以神所定的，神所讲的，神所要做的事情，没有人能够阻挡。
So whatever that God has planned, whatever that He determines to do, or whatever that He has said, no one can hinder.
所以约伯这么讲说，你在万事你都能做，你的旨意不能阻挡。
Therefore, Job says, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted.
所以这个就叫做神的主权，神掌管一切的事情，所有发生在我们身边的事情都有神的掌控。
And this is called God's sovereignty. In other words, He is in absolute control over all things, and all the things that happen around us is within His control.
这一句话更加清楚。 这个耶利米哀歌3:37节，除非主命定，谁能说成就呢？
And this passage is even clearer in Lamentations 3:37. Who has spoken and it come to pass unless the Lord has commanded it?
所以没有一件事情，如果神说不允许，没有一件事情可以发生。
Therefore, no, not any one thing can ever happen unless God permits it.
我们有一位这样的神，所以我们可以放心。
And because we have such a God, therefore our hearts can be at ease.
因为我们的神掌管一切，所以我们能够喜乐。
Because our God is in control of all things, that's why we can rejoice.
因为我们的神有主权，所以我能够有信心，有盼望。
And it's because our God has is sovereign, that's why I have hope and I have faith.
最简单的例子是主耶稣所说的，他说：“你看两个麻雀不是一分银子吗？若是天父不许，一个都不会掉在地上。”
The simplest example is what Jesus said: "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny?" And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father.
为什么讲两个麻雀卖一分银子呢？那个一分银子是很便宜的，这个麻雀是那时候军人的食物，所以他这个很简单、很不看不起的东西呢，如果神不允许呢，一个都不会掉在地上。
And why talk about two sparrows being sold for a penny? That is a very cheap amount of money in those days because sparrows were a poor soldier's food.And even something so insignificant as sparrows sold for such a cheap price will not fall to the ground unless God permits it.
所以如果你看到有一只麻雀掉在地上，啊，这是神的旨意。
So if you ever pass by and you see a sparrow fall down onto the ground, and you can say, oh, that is God's will.
所以你看到是每一件，没有一件事情，连最小的事情要掉在地上呢，除非神允许，不然它不能够掉。
So every little thing, whatever it might be, unless God permits it, it will not even fall to the ground.
所以我们看到这个就是神的主权。
So this is God's sovereignty.
神答应保罗说：“放心吧，你怎么样在耶路撒冷做见证，你也怎么样在罗马做见证。”
God has promised Paul to take heart, because however he testified for the Lord in Jerusalem.That he shall do in Rome.
所以今天的经文27:23说，你不要害怕，你必定站在凯撒面前。神再一次应许他。
And in today's passage, verse 23, God promised to Paul again, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar."
所以既然神已经应许了之后呢，保罗怎么样过他的生活呢
？So since God has already promised, how ought Paul to live his life?
很多人说，你看我们的神很有主权，很有能力，所以神既然应许我们，既然神这么应许，我们的就是一帆风顺，我们的生命就会一帆风顺。
Some people say, look at our God, He is so sovereign and He has promised us this and that, and since He's sovereign and He's in control, our life will be smooth sailing.
是真的吗
？Is that true?
有人说，神既然有大有能力，所以我们等他完成他的事情，我们什么都不做，我们只能够，我们就被动等神去做神的事情，我们什么都不用做。
There are others who say that since our God is almighty and he can achieve anything, therefore we just need to passively sit down and do nothing and wait for God to achieve everything.
所以很多人说 let go and let God, 就是说神既然做，我们什么都不做。这个是神圣经的教导吗？是这个是保罗所做的吗
？And so many people say, "Let go and let God." But in fact, is this what the Bible teach?
那么圣经也是给我们看到，神既然是有主权、有能力的，就好像很多人说，哦，主要再来，所以很多人什么都不做啊，变卖一切的财产，在那边就在那边祷告，等主再来，什么都不做。
And there are even those people who say that since the Bible promises that the Lord Jesus will come again, so they won't go away and they sell everything and they just go to a secluded place, they pray and wait for the Lord's return.
这个是神的教导吗
Is this God's teaching?
所以在这段圣经里面，我们让看我们看保罗有神的应许，他又知道神有主权去完成，他怎么样过他的生活呢？
So from this passage, we shall learn from Paul, because he knows that God has promised to him, and he knows and believes that God is sovereign. But how did he live his life?
所以第一点我要让大家看，他保罗知道神有主权呢，他在神的主权下自由的生活。
And the first point that we can see is that even as Paul trusts and knows God's sovereignty.He can be free in God's sovereignty.
很多人说，如果你在神的神如果应许你，所以你一定会一帆风顺。其实我们看保罗，他一点都不风顺，一点都不顺。
And many people say, since God has promised, and your life will definitely be smooth sailing. But when we look at Paul, he has God's promise, but his life is far from sailing.
所以刚才我们读的段圣经里面看到，他不但是风不顺，而且呢，甚至他们必须要我任风刮去，甚至呢，连指望都没有。
And in the passage that we have just read, not only was the winds against them, but they have actually to go, they have to be driven along by the winds, and they lost all hope to be saved.
如果你看27章第四十一节，你看你的圣经四十一节。
If you read verse 41 of chapter 27.
如果你看，我们要从第四，我让我念四十一节到四十三节。
Let me read from verses 41 to 43.
四十一节说，当遇着凉水加流的地方，他们就把船割了桨，船头浇筑不动，船尾被浪猛力冲坏。兵丁的意思就是要把囚犯杀了，恐怕有浮水逃脱的。百夫长却要救保罗，不准他任意而行，就吩咐会浮水的跳下水去，先上岸。
Chapter 27, verse 41. But striking a reef, they ran the vessel aground. The bow stuck and remained immovable, and the stern was being broken up by the surf. The soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any should swim away and escape. But the centurion, wishing to save Paul, kept them from carrying out their plan. He ordered those who could swim to jump overboard first and make for the land.
所以你看到他不但是风不顺。
Not only were the winds against him,
连他们搁浅的时候呢，连那个兵丁都要想要杀保罗。
And even when the ship has ran aground, the soldiers attempted to kill him.
不但是保罗受到这个这个天气的影响，现在连他的生命都有危险。
So not only was he facing the natural, all the weather's opposition.Now even his life was at risk.
你看，你跳，我们跳到二十八章第一节，他们既然已经得救，才知道他那岛民叫做米利大。仆人看待我们，他们非常有情分，因为当时下了雨，天气又冷，就生了火接待众人。那时保罗拾起一捆柴，放在火上，有一条毒蛇因为热出来，就咬住他的手。仆人看见那毒蛇悬在他的手上，就彼此说：“这人必是凶手。虽然海里救上来，天理还不容他活着。”
And when we skip to chapter 28, verse 1, we were brought safely through. We then learned that the island was called Malta. The native people showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled the fire and welcomed us all.Because it had begun to rain and was cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and put them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the native people saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, No doubt this man is a murderer. Though he has escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live.
So, 虽然神有主权,
so even though God is sovereign,
但是保罗却遇到天气不合作，人却要杀他，连动物都要咬他。
And Paul met with the weather, bad weather, and then people, men wanted to kill him, and now even the animals are bad to him and bit him.
所以这个什么意思呢？神有主权，为什么他竟然这样不顺利呢？
So what does this mean? Isn't God sovereign? Then why?Did Paul meet with so many hindrances?
So, 我们说这里说在神的主权下自由的生活，比意思说不要担心，神答应你，他会从你从这个 A 带到 B， 但是他没有说一帆风顺。
And therefore, we say that you must be free in God's sovereignty, meaning do not worry. God has promised that He will bring you from point A to point B, but He has not promised that it will be plain sailing in between.
他没有说天色长蓝。
He did not promise fair weather.
他没有说我们一帆风顺。
He did not promise a smooth sailing life.
在神 的主权底下，他答应保罗从该萨利亚带到罗马，但是怎么样到呢？很多时候是超越我们所想象的。
And in God's sovereignty, He has promised that He will bring Paul from Caesarea to Rome. But how was God going to achieve that? Very often is beyond our imagination.
不要因为遇到困难，不要遇到危险，你就开始怀疑神。
And don't start to doubt God just simply because you have faced a difficulty or a danger.
你看到神的应许，你就抓紧神的应许，不管遇到什么环境，你坚持你的神的应许。
if you know God's promise, then you should hold on to God's promise. Whatever the circumstance might be, you must hold fast to God's promise.
是的，神应许我们有永生，但是没有应许我们一生不会遇到苦难。
Yes, God has promised us eternal life, but God did not promise us that in this life you will not have suffering.
所以我们可能遇到有风波，可能遇到有风浪，可能有上上下下，但是神的应许永不改变。
So we might meet with tempests, or there might be ups and downs in our life, but God's promise will not change.
所以第一点呢，我们在神的主权下要自由的生活，不要担心。
So firstly, we must be free in God's sovereignty and live our lives freely without worry.
第二点呢，我们在神的主权下要有动力，有主动的生活。
And secondly, we must be active in God's sovereignty.
很多人说，神既然有主权，所以我们就被动，完全让神来带领，所以我们什么都不做。
Some people, or many people actually say that since God is sovereign, we must be passive and do nothing.
但是呢，我们看到保罗是不是这样呢？
But do we see Paul not doing anything?
不是的，保罗有神的应许，但是他在船上，他看见有什么事情的时候，他竟然他就给他们意见。比如说在第九节，第二十七章九节，他说走了多日，而且呢行船又有危险，保罗就 offer 给他们意见，说不要请，最好是不要走。如果你这样行船的话呢，我们性命都不保。
No, Paul did not live his life passively, because we can see from this passage, for example, in verse 9 of chapter 27, that after much time had passed, the voyage was now dangerous, and Paul actually offered them advice, saying, Sirs, I perceive that the voyage will be with injury and much loss, not only of the cargo and the ship, but also of our lives.
所以你看，保罗观察天气，观察所有的人，他说这样还是不好。保罗尽了他的责任，警告他们。
So Paul actually observed the weather and observed the surroundings, and he exercised his responsibility and he actually warned them.
但是这些船长不听他的话，反而要坚持要行船。
But the owner of the ship did not listen to him and insisted on setting sail.
啊，但是保罗就没有办法，既然是这样的话，就是要吃苦呢，要苦头了。
So Paul, of course, had to go along with them, knowing that danger awaits.
那么除了这个呢，我们看到二十七节，二十七节当他们的船飘来飘去的时候呢，那么他们快要撞到这个要搁浅的时候呢，你看第三十节，他说水手想要逃走，你看保罗很 alert 很机警，看到一水手要逃走，他就要假装把船放在海里面，然后呢假装要抛锚，然后就要逃走。保罗就对保护长和兵丁说，这些人若不等在船上，你们必不得救啊！于是兵丁就砍断小船，任他飘去。
And we read from verse 27 that when the 14th night had come, they had already spent many days at sea. Then, verse 30, the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship and had lowered the ship's boat into the sea under pretense of laying out anchors from the bow. Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the ship's boat and let it go. And we can see here that Paul was still very alert.
所以你看保罗在行船的时候没有躺在床上睡觉，反而是在很机警，看到有人要做什么啊，水手要逃走，他马上说小心这个，他没有被动，反而很主动的完成他的责任。
So we see that Paul was not just lying down and doing nothing simply because God is sovereign, but no, he was alert and observing the surroundings, and he actually exercised his own responsibility and even warned the soldiers about the escaping sailors.
我们在我们的灵性的生活里面，我们发现圣经里面有很多动词 verb 告诉我们，我们要主动的去这个对付我们的罪，主动的去禁止我们不要做恶事，所以我们必须要采取主动去完成神的旨意，而不是被动让神做一切的事情。
And even in our own spiritual walk, as we read the Bible, we realize that there are many, many verbs in the Bible that actually tells us to do things actively For example, to stop sinning or to kill our sins. So there are lots of such verbs telling us that we must be active and not passive.
所以神有主权,
so God is sovereign.
我们不明白神怎么样运作,
we do not know how God works.
但是我们必须要完成我们自己的责任,
but we must actually fulfill our responsibility.
所以我们必须要主动地去完成神的旨意, 这个是神所要看见的。
And what God desires to see is that we will actively pursue His will.
所以保罗主动地告诉船长说不要行船, 保罗主动地警告说水手要逃走了,你们要注意。
So Paul actively went to tell the owner of the ship not to set sail. He actively went to tell the soldiers and the centurion not to let the sailors escape.
所以我们的第一大点就是神在神的主权底下我们要自由的生活。第二点呢,在神的主权下我们要有动力的生活。
So how are we to live under God's sovereignty? Firstly, we must be free in God's sovereignty. And secondly, be active in God's sovereignty.
第三点呢,我们在神的主权底下要有负责任的生活。
And thirdly, we must be responsible in God's sovereignty.
你看看你的圣经第33节。
Look at verse 33.
他说天渐亮的时候,保罗劝众人吃饭,他说你们悬妄忍恶,不吃什么,已经有14天了,所以我劝你们吃饭,这是关乎你们救命的事,因为你们个人连一根头发也不至于受损坏。 保罗说了这话就拿着饼在众人面前祝谢了掰开吃于是他们都放下心也就吃了他们我们在船上共有276人
Verse 33 As day was about to dawn, Paul urged them all to take some food, saying, Today is the 14th day that you have continued in suspense and without food, having taken nothing. Therefore, I urge you to take some food, for it will give you strength. For not a hair is to perish from the head of any of you. And when he had said these things, he took bread and giving thanks to God in the presence of all, he broke it and began to eat. Then they were all encouraged and ate some food themselves. We were in all 276 persons in the ship.
所以神有主权,
so God is sovereign.
这样我们是不是就什么都不做在那边等呢?
Does that mean, therefore, that we should do nothing and just wait?
不是的,我们要继续过我们的生活。
No, we need to continue living our lives.
我们要吃饭,我们就要吃饭。
Where we need to eat, we eat.
我们需要运动,我们就要运动。
Where we need to exercise, we exercise.
我们需要睡觉,我们就要睡觉。
And when we need to rest, we rest.
我们应该过一个正常的生活。 我们按照神的旨意,神的教导,过我们的生活, 神自然完成他自己的旨意。
And we should live our lives normally and depend on God's will. Even though we live our lives, we should still continue doing everything that we are supposed to do.
所以神的旨意,神自然会负责,我们应该有的责任,我们自己必须要负责。
And God's will, He will be responsible to fulfill that. We have our responsibility to do our things.
我们应该读经,我们读经,我们应该祷告,我们祷告。
When we need to read the Bible, we read the Bible. When we need to pray, we pray.
我们要聚会, 我们聚会。
And when we need to gather, we gather.
所以我们过我们这日常的生活。
So we need to live our daily lives.
神或许应许我们很多事情在圣经里面, 但是我们照样过我们应该过的生活。
Maybe God has promised to us many things in the Bible, but we still need to live our normal lives.
所以在这里我们看到在神的主权下我们要自由的生活,要有动力的生活,要有负责任的生活。
So in God's sovereignty, we must be free and be active and be responsible.
而且最后呢,我们要有信心的生活。
And lastly, we must be confident in God's sovereignty.
你看第23节。
Look at verse 23.
27章第23节。
Chapter 27, verse 23.
在23节这里说, 或许我们从22节看起, 众人多日没有吃什么, 保罗就站在中间, 说众为你们本该听我的话, 不离开克里特, 免得照这样的损, 伤损和破坏, 现在我劝你们, 放心, 你们的性命, 一个都不是上, 唯独这船, 因我属, 所侍奉的神, 他的使者, 昨夜, 站在我旁边说, 保罗不要害怕, 你必站在凯撒面前, 并且以你同船的人都赐给了你, 所以众位可以放心, 我信神怎样对我说事情, 也要怎样的成就, 只是我们必要撞到一个岛上。
Let's read from verse 21. Since they had been without food for a long time, Paul stood up among them and said, Men, you should have listened to me and not have set sail from Crete and incurred this injury and loss. Yet now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night there stood before me an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I worship, and he said, Do not be afraid, Paul, you must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who sail with you. So take heart, men, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told, but we must run aground on some island.
在神的主权下我们怎么生活呢?
How do we live under God's sovereignty?
就好像保罗在二十五节说，我信神怎么样对我说，事情就怎么样成就。意思是说，你要坚持的依靠主，很有信心的等候主必然完成他的工作。
It should be like what Paul said in verse 25, I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told, and we must trust God as we live our lives that he will fulfill his purposes.
所以神有主权，我们虽然遇到困难，我们坚持我们的信仰。
So God is sovereign, and when we are faced with difficulty, we mustPersist in our faith.
所以我们要自由的生活，我们要有动力，有主动的去活我们的生命，我们要负责任去活我们的生命，我们要有信心的来活出我们的生命。
So we must be free in God's sovereignty, be active, be responsible, and be confident in God's sovereignty.
所以我们来到第二十八章的时候，我们看到他们上了岸。那么十一节说，过了三个月呢，他们又上了另外一条船，叫亚历山泰的船，往前行。这船是丢失双子为记，那么就在海岛过了冬，他们就到了叙拉谷，他们停了三日，然后继续往南行。你看第十四节，终于来到了罗马。
And we skip forward to chapter 28, verse 11. After 3 months, we set sail in a ship that had wintered in the island, a ship of Alexandria with the twin gods as a figurehead. Putting in at Syracuse, we stayed there for 3 days. And from there, we made a circuit and arrived at Rhegium. And after one day, a south wind sprang up, and on the second day, we came to Puteoli. Verse 14, there we found brothers, and we were invited to stay with them for 7 days,And so we came to Rome.
所以神已经完成了他的应许，保罗从该萨利亚带到罗马。
So God fulfilled His promise and brought Paul from Caesarea to Rome.
虽然过当中呢遇到许多的风浪危险，还有这个蛇的危险。
Even though they faced with storms and tempests and danger and snakes.
保罗没有怀疑，保罗很自由的生活，知道没有不怕，没有怀疑神，不会因为道路不通顺就开始动摇。
But Paul, throughout the entire journey, did not doubt God at all, even though there were much difficulties, but Paul did not waver.
他自由的生活。
He lived freely.
第二呢，他很有主动的去生活，他去应该警告的他警告，应该要去做的事情他去做。
And he lived actively and he did what was needed when there was he needed to give advice, he gave advice when he needed to warn, he did so.
而且保罗在神的主权下呢，他有负责任的生活，他照样吃，他照样做，每天应该做的生活，每天应该做的事他都去做。
And he lived responsibly in God's sovereignty and go about his daily activities as what he needed to.
当然最后呢，他不但是自己有信心，还劝别人继续的相信神，依靠神，过他每天的生活。
And lastly, not only did he have personal faith in God, but he actually advised others to also have this faith in God and be confident in God's sovereignty.
或许有人说，神既然有主权，为什么保罗会遇到这么多困难呢？
Some people might say, is not God sovereign? Why then can Paul face with so many difficulties?
但是弟兄姐妹，我们常常知道，毕竟我们跟大家讲过这节圣经很多次了。我们知道罗马书八章二十八节说，我们知道凡是互相效力、叫爱神的人得益处。
And we have quoted this passage many, many times, and you should be very familiar. Romans 8:28, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good.
所以我们知道凡事所有的事情不管是好事坏事呢都对我们有益 神在神的主权下允许这些事情发生是对我们有益的不管它是好还是不好
So we know that everything that happens within God's will is actually for our good be it good things or bad things God has sovereignly planned them for our good
神不但照顾我们而且照顾我们周围的人而且照顾天下所有事情
God does not just take care of us, He takes care of the people around us, and He is in control of everything under the sun.
所以就算在我们周围的事情发生一些事情虽然我们不明白但是圣经告诉我们凡事万事互相效力这些事情的发生呢它对我们有益处所以我们必须要这样或许因为这样呢很全船的人都信了主
And we know that God is in control of all these things even when circumstances around us are not good and because of this maybe all of those on the ship believe in God
就好像保罗被抓被囚关在监牢里结果监牢里面的那些军人都信了主
It's just like when Paul was arrested and put in prison in the end all the prison guards became Christians
就好像以赛亚书55章8节耶和华说我的意念非同你的意念我的道路非同你的道路天怎么样高过地照样我的道路高过你的道路我的意念高过你的意念
Isaiah 55:8 God says my thoughts are not your thoughts neither are my ways your ways declares the Lord For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
所以很多事情发生在我们身上，或许我们不明白，我们也不知道为什么要这样做，但是我们有信心，因为圣经告诉我们万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。如果我是爱神的人，我必然有益处。
So many things may happen to us that we cannot understand, but yet we trust what the Bible says, that God works all things for the good of those who love Him. So if you love God, then it is for your good.
就像耶稣说，我知道万事，你万事都能做，你的旨意是不能拦阻。
It's like Job who says, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted.
保罗在以赛亚书也是这么讲，刚才我们已经读过了，万军之耶和华既然定义，谁能废弃呢？他的手既然伸出，谁能转回呢？
And we have read Isaiah 14:27 just now, for the Lord of hosts has purpose, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back?
所以在神的主权底下呢，我们应该以负我们的责任去做我们应该做的生活。
So when we live under God's sovereignty, we must be responsible and actively do what we need to do.
让我们看一段圣经来结束。
And let us end with one passage of the Bible.
这段圣经大家或许已经猜到了，就是我的救命的这个经文，就是在生命记29:29.
And maybe you have guessed which passage, because this is really my life verse,
Deuteronomy 29:29.
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
在神的神主权底下 事情怎么样发生是隐秘的事情我们不明白但是不明白不代表你没有责任去完成神已经明显告诉你的事情所以隐秘的事是属于耶和华的明显的呢就是写在律法书上的呢就是叫我们去遵行去做负我们的责任做我们所应该做的事情隐秘的事情我们不明白将来或许神在天上会告诉我们
There are secret things that we do not understand and we might never understand unless God reveals it to us in the future when we come to heaven. But right now, these secret things that we do not understand, just leave them be. What we need to do is to be responsible because the things that are revealed to us, meaning the words of this law, the Bible, is what we are to do.
所以弟兄姐妹不管发生在我们身上的事情你喜欢还是不喜欢你都要顺着神的旨意去做
So brothers and sisters, whatever happens in our lives, whether you like it or not, you must actually submit to God's will.
任何一件事情发生在我们身上，是好是不好，你都不需要接受。
Anything that happens in our lives, be it good or bad, you must accept.
我们看到有很多人不接受。
We can see that a lot of people they refuse to accept.
你不接受的结果是什么？
Do you know what is the outcome if you reject?
如果你不断地说，为什么这些人发生在我身上，我不可接受，为什么这个，为什么那个，结果呢，你每天都处在忧郁的情况底下。
And if you refuse to accept the things that's happening to you, and you keep questioning, why me? Why does this thing happen to me? Why not this thing? And if you keep questioning and reject all these things that God has planned,You are living in a state of depression every day.
你处在低潮。
And you are always in the valley.
如果你长期处在低潮，你就变成长期的处在忧郁。
And if you live in a valley for a prolonged period, you will be depressed.
如果是这样的话呢，这个就是罪。
If that is true, it is a sin.
忧郁症就是你不愿意接受神在你身上的主权。
Depression is actually the sin of rejecting God's will in your life.
你不肯接受神在你身上的安排。
You do not want to accept God's plan for you.
所以我们就一直处在我很低潮，非常的不满意，非常的痛苦，非常的拒绝的这种情况底下呢，你长期的在这种情况底下，就是你犯罪的结果。
If you continue in this state of depression or living in a low point in your life for a prolonged period of time, this will become depression and it is actually the result of your own sin.
但是如果你相信凡事万事互相效力叫爱神的人就所以神允许这件事情发生在我身上必然有他的旨意这个必然是叫我得好处虽然我现在不明白不过我接受我学神要我学的功课我 move on 我看
But if you believe that all things work together or for good of those who love God, and you accept God's will in your life, and you continue your life and move on, then you learn all the lessons that God wants you to learn.
所以你看保罗，神应许他到罗马，但是这段时间遇到许多困难，他完全没有抱怨，反而非常的冷静，非常的和平，非常的充满希望，向前进。他终于到了。
And if you look at Paul's life, even though God has promised that he will bring Paul to Rome, but there were so many difficulties, but Paul maintained a cool head and he just lived a responsible life and continued to trust in God's sovereignty and eventually he reached Rome.
我们盼望每一个人都像保罗一样。
And we hope that everyone will be just like Paul.
最终我们活到像主要我们活的样式。
And finally, that we might actually live according to how God wants us to live.
直到我们归荣耀给神。
So that we can bring glory to God.
让我们一起同心祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word, and that is so immensely practical, such that we can learn from God.From God's word, from Paul's godly example, that we are to be free, to be active, to be responsible, and also to be confident. And indeed, Lord, we can only do all these things because that you are sovereign. Help us, Lord, that we will really accept this fact of your sovereignty in our lives and submit to your will.And do all the words of this law, which is our responsibility. In Jesus' name.